Cometh the hour, cometh the mothership that is Coast to Coast AM. Good evening, good morning, good grief. What a week. Anybody feel any pressure from the last week? John B. Wells in for the ride through the night. And it is a blessing and perhaps for some a curse that we have an extra hour tonight. Because guess what? We get to fall back. So we'll be going from 10 until 3 Pacific. That's midnight to 0500 Central Time and 0100 to 0600 Eastern Time. And may I just say at the beginning of the program, and I mean it, for the Northeast and the people up there that got hit by Sandy, we are thinking about you, and we're so sorry you have to endure that stuff. But in as much as I have virtually no power, but would like to have the power to just urge everyone to stay steady, do what you got to do, but be calm. Do not prey upon each other. Do not prey upon weak individuals who are at a disadvantage now. Some have lost their homes. They have nothing but the clothes on their backs, and that's all. What does this tell us, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, I'll prepare later. No, you better prepare now. You really should. I mean, because when it happens, it happens. I mean, Boardwalk's gone. You see all those boats all piled up like so many grains of rice, like so many tea leaves all scattered. I wonder if anybody can read beached boats. How sad. But these things happen. It was Harp. No proof of that. It was the Republicans. No proof of that either. It was the Democrats. No. Let's not be silly. Let's not be overly superstitious. Let's just look out for each other. Let's just take care of each other. Now is the time to take care of each other. We are not dogs. We do not gang up on the weak one and rip it to shreds. We're human beings. And so I hope that anyone who may be inclined to go the dark side, the method of feathering one's nest, which is effectively engaging in schadenfreude, enjoying the suffering of others, just turn away from that and just help your neighbor. Now's the time. Okay, well, so how about it? The election tribulation, the last Saturday night before the big election. And what a mess. The polls, do you think they're rubbish, largely? I think they're rubbish. Who's telling us what the polls indicate anyway? Well, the MSM, of course. Did anybody call you? Nobody called me. Did you vote early? And we talked with Gerald Celente the other Saturday, and I am not going to do what he suggested, to make a personal statement, not vote. You must vote. You must. You have to do it. It's easy. It's quick. It'll make you feel good. I'd seldom, if ever, quote Dan Rather, but he said, as his mother said, go vote. It makes you feel big and strong, and it does. So just do your bit, and at least you said you did your bit. And vote for somebody, vote against somebody, but vote. And if you don't vote for somebody or vote against somebody, then vote for what you think is the good of the country. It's our country. We're all in it together. Take a look. Take a look at Sandy. Maybe Sandy has a message for all of us. If it all goes to chaos, what do? Fall on each other, or do we get together and fix this thing? We have some problems, so what? More. There's more. I have a couple more comments here. And that is this. Does anybody care what the rest of the world thinks of this abject insanity that we've called the election season? I mean, it's just, it's ugly. It's not necessary. Shock poll, Minnesota toss-up, Rudy calls on Barry to resign, blah, blah, blah. It's unbelievable. I would go through these headlines, but you can see them for yourselves on any of the major outlets. And it's just really kind of sad, the image that we're projecting, but perhaps we will get our self-respect and self-esteem back at some point. In the meantime, I find it very, very interesting that First Texas, Greg Abbott, the Attorney General of the State of Texas, said, if the UN shows up, the observers for our elections, if they show up, we will arrest them. The United Nations is planning to send 44 election monitors to the United States for the presidential election. These election monitors Each have a two-person staff, so the total number of UN employees planning to enter polling places is at least 132. Now at least four states, Iowa followed Texas, Texas, Alabama, Iowa, and Ohio, have now officially barred UN officials. Officials in other states have expressed outrage over the move as well. Now, this is very interesting. The election monitors are being sent the request. This is according to Examiner.com. They're being sent the request of a coalition of extreme left-wing organizations. Okay. So there it is. And then there's this part. This year's presidential election may be deja vu all over again, providing a seeming flashback to the brouhaha surrounding the contest between George W. Bush and Al Gore. The cosmic connection between then and now, Messenger Mercury will be in retrograde on November 6th, just as it was on election night 2000. So, you know, the polls, the data, I want some hard numbers here. So we're going to talk for a couple hours with Glynis McCants. Yes. Love by the numbers. Glynis has your number. Glynis McCants, we love her, and she loves us here at Coast to Coast AM. And she's going to discuss the significant dates that are coming this year. Throw in a little Mayan calendar for good measure. And also, it seems that no Republican, there have been six elections since Abraham Lincoln, in which Republicans have won every one of them. 1860, Abraham Lincoln. 1888, Benjamin Harrison. 1900, McKinley. That didn't go well. 1928, Herbert Hoover. 56, Dwight Eisenhower. 1984, Ronald Reagan. So a bunch of people out there are going, come on, seven, come on, seven. And it is kind of a crapshoot because if you believe in these polls, they're close, they're tight. Music tonight will be a mixture of old and new. So wherever you are, home, work, over the road, truck driving, those in hospital, those in prison, we visit you. We'll be back with Glynis McCants in just a moment. This is the one and only Coast to Coast AM. There are a bunch of people out there that have come to the conclusion maybe the best way to get through this whole election process would be just to get out their pipe, get out their little snifter and proper glass and just inebriate themselves and come out of it when it's over. Welcome onto the bridge of the mothership, Glynis McCants. Welcome back. Can you give us a little, give us something to hold on to, Glynis? We're getting all weirded out here.
That is correct. Let me say quickly for those, because what's great about your show, John, is there's always new people driving on that freeway that tune in and say, what are we talking about? So the first thing I want to say, numerology itself is the science of numbers. It is 2,500 years old, and Pythagoras was the creator of the system. The belief is that everything in the universe has vibration. So that's true about people. It's true about where you live, like home energy, states, cities, everything has vibration. And what I've done is study it for a long period of time and written books to simplify it in the hopes that people can apply it to their life. And one thing that's happening this year that you're feeling, John, the year 2012, when you reduce that, you get the world number. 2 + 0 + 1 + 2 = 5, and 5 promotes drama and chaos. That's what it thrives on. So I'm not surprised that Hurricane Sandy has shown up right before this big election.
I mean, this is just nuts, isn't it? Have you ever seen anything like it in your life?
Well, and yet I have to say, again, because I was expecting it to be crazy, like I actually wrote an article, and that's at numberslady.com. They can read about the presidential campaign. But I said, you know, until that day gets here, no one has, you know, anyone who's projecting what's going to happen, they're being ridiculous. You can see how life goes. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow's promised to nobody. All we have is today. And I think that's what Hurricane Sandy proves as well. Don't you agree?
Oh, absolutely, positively. There's just, trouble always comes from where you least expect it. And even if you expect it, you still have a problem.
That's right. That's right. And you know, going back to what you also said, no matter what your position in politics, you got to vote. Because you can't sit there on your couch and complain and say life is going wrong or, you know, America's heading in the wrong direction and do nothing about it. That's great.
You know, you encourage me. You bring out the bravado in me. So let me just say this. If anybody is really entertaining thoughts of voting for, you know, Mr. Smith or It's okay if you want to make that little personal statement. I don't like any of the main candidates. I'm going to vote for Alfred E. Newman.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. It's better than doing nothing, but it's also stupid, and your vote is going to be wasted. So make a decision, and don't be a weenie. You know, pick somebody. Okay? I've said it.
And I would also say it's close to doing nothing, right? Because it's you got to go where it at least will count. You know,
it's like playing air guitar, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, I have a beautiful layout of why this election has been just the way it is, this neck-and-neck craziness. Like, if you look at the polls, like, Rasmussen has always been very accurate. Right now, it's 49% Obama, 49% Romney.
I mean, that's a lot of help.
Never
Thanks.
Happens.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen, but in numbers, I can see why. So the first thing I want to say, going back to January, when I talked to George Norrie, he asked me about Obama. And I said, you know, this man is in for the fight of his life, because he was going into a personal year of 8, which is a hard lesson cycle. Now, wouldn't you agree this has not been smooth sailing for him this year?
Not at all. And in fact, he even has that look on his face.
I agree with you. And I think that first debate, you saw it. You saw his fatigue, you know, his frustration. Because, again, whether you like Obama or not, the guy is a good guy. He's doing what he thinks is right. So this goes back to, you may not agree with him politically, but ultimately he's a man who's trying to do what he thinks is right, yet he's fatigued and stressed out. So we saw some characteristics in him that he normally does not show. So I was looking at the numbers, and here's what I found. With Barack Obama, his life path number is a master number 11, and then I say /2. Because he falls into the two life path pattern. America loves the two life path. Bill Clinton was a two life path. Ronald Reagan was a two life path. Well, both men had two terms, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, so I looked at that. But the difference is, like, the approval rating, when those men in October, right before their second term, they had a 56 approval rating. That's not quite where Obama is. But I still see it as somewhat of an edge, because I know that America responds very well to the two life path. Then you've got Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is a 9 life path. That's actually considered a humanitarian number. When he finally had a chance to present his case, people who thought they hated him when they knew nothing about him decided he's not such a bad guy. You see? And that was a surprise. The other thing I've noticed, remember he was accused of being like stiff and wooden? Well, did you happen to catch the roast where he was doing the comedy? Where he roasted Obama and Obama roasted him. Did you see that?
It was pretty funny. It was clever.
Yeah, wasn't he funny? Now, here's why. He was born on a 3-day, and that is the natural comedian. So, again, when I look at numbers, I can see, you know, what these men can bring to the table. They may have a different view of how to get us where they want us to go, but on terms of just, gee, is one the devil and the other one's the angel? That is ludicrous. That is not what it is. But these two men have a very different vision for this country, and that's why everyone has to vote. We have to find out, where does America stand? What do you want right now? And the other thing I noticed about Obama, the numbers 1, 2, 3, I consider those magic numbers. His destiny number is 1, which means striving to be number 1. He's got the 2, and he's a maturity number 3, which is his ability to communicate. So when I see 1, 2, 3, I know that's how he got in to begin with. Because remember, Obama wasn't well known before that he won. I mean,
yeah, you just hear his name every once in a while. That was about it.
That's right. When they say it was 2004 when he made a speech and he dazzled people with what he had to say. But even he said back then, when he first got into the Senate, he goes, I'm not ready to do a general election. I'm going to hang here and see what happens. And then Ted Kennedy and a lot of people supported him to go for it now, and he did. So I say the numbers 1, 2, 3 made that possible. Then you look at Mitt Romney. Well, Mitt Romney, again, like him or hate him, the man has been successful. And although he's not one to brag about himself, the people who know him say he gives a lot, like the money stuff, the charities, helping other people. So he's got the numbers 3, 6, 9. In numerology, that's the ability to communicate. It's the leader. And it also means family man. Well, come on. He's got a bunch of boys, doesn't he? He's got the, you know, he's about his family. That is.
Yeah, yeah. No, without a doubt.
Right. So here's what I noticed. There's a thing called personal year cycle. And each year we go into a new cycle. The next cycle for Obama is the cycle of 9. And 9, of course, it is humanitarian, but it usually also means clearing space for new beginnings. Romney goes into a cycle of 3, which is all about communication. So I think to myself, when I look at that, I say, okay, well, what's Romney talking about? Meaning if he's not, doesn't have the big platform, he's not president, then what is he communicating about? It means something's coming up for him. Same thing with Obama. Last month, the month of October, wouldn't you agree that that was a shift for Romney?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it was staggering, because remember...
Yeah, I was kind of wondering what was going on with him. It's like, where's the energy?
Yeah, people are like, who is he? I mean, it was very easy not to like him. And then all of a sudden, that first debate in numerology, I have a thing called the numerology calendar where I can tell you, I put like a symbol next to your life path to tell you what kind of day it is. That day that he did the debate was a perfect day in numerology. So I knew he was going to have a victory for himself. Now, what we didn't know is how many Americans would tune in. It wasn't at 67.8 million people showed up. And in Obama's case, even to this day, he admits he was off that day. You know, he wasn't right there for that debate. Now, the last two, he was much stronger. So here's the shift. We say October is good. In the month of November, Barack Obama goes into a personal month of one, which means doing whatever he can to win. Romney goes into a personal month of four, which is about learning something, like learning a lesson. It could be a difficult one. So I would tell you this. If you said, okay, McCann, who has the edge? I would say Obama has the edge, but because of the cycle of five, just like Hurricane Sandy, if the next day we wake up and Romney's president, you're not going to see shock on my face. You won't, because that's how crazy it's been, John.
Well, you know, I was doing, I mentioned that the beginning with Abraham Lincoln, six consecutive election days that fell on November the 6th, all went to Republicans. And so I tried to employ your technique. I may have done it wrong, but I ran 11-6 and 18-60, and I came up with a 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, interesting. I see what you're talking about. Yeah, because like when we look at the cycle, like 2012, that's what's played a role in the craziness of this particular cycle.
But yeah, I got a 4 when I ran these.
Are you talking about, who was it who got it? Was it Lincoln?
Yeah, it was Lincoln, and then but I got a 4 when I added up 11-6-2012.
Right. Right. That is exactly right. So check it out. Obama is a 2 life path, and that actual day, it's a 6 day with an 8. The 8 is the month and day reduced one digit, and then it adds up to 4. That is completely compatible to Obama. The number 4 happens to be a challenge to Romney, and that's exactly what I mean. But here's another thought for you. No matter what, this is what I would tell you the shock for me that day would be. If we don't have the chaos that I know is coming, we're going to have, there's going to be fighting. There's going to be accusations of fraud. Do you know how crazy it's going to be, John?
I was going to ask you what it's, let's see, what do I get when I do this? I got 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. I got a 5 on the day after.
Oh, you mean for the whole date adding up to 5? That's
yeah,
correct,
just
because it would keep moving. And 5 means chaos, right? We're back to some drama. So when you talk about when people are projecting perhaps it's like the year 2000, again, I wouldn't be surprised. Let's say Obama wins the Electoral College, which makes him president, but Romney wins the popular vote. You see, there's something so split about these men, and that's why I'm saying that everybody listening, this is a year that your vote does count. Don't be thinking that you can sit at home. You can make a difference, and that's what they need to understand.
Yeah, the party's over, people. You know, the party's over. I mean, look what's happening around the world. Let's just look at everything. I thought it was sort of interesting. The gas prices began to come down last week, gasoline prices, but not on the East Coast. Oh, I mean, I've never seen such a coincidence of weirdness all at once.
Yes. An explosion, really. And even to see those people standing in line, right, the 6 hours for the gas, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And anybody who can disconnect from that and act like, well, gee, it didn't happen. Thank goodness it didn't happen in my neighborhood. That's ludicrous. Anything can happen anywhere. So we have to get together. We have to work together on this.
So, well, I know you're a numerologist. You're not an astrologist. But does this Mercury in retrograde, did that get your attention at all?
I have to say yes. I have to say they're correct because, you know, this goes back to communication. And Mercury in retrograde causes a breakdown in communication. So there's going to be some sort of chaos. To say what it is, I don't know. But what I have found amusing, just because I have studied these numbers and I have spent months and months just looking for every pattern, always trying to kind of break it where it becomes much more obvious. I will maintain again that I think Obama has an edge, but it's razor thin. And that means things can shift. Mercury in retrograde, I don't know if you heard this, but one complaint in Ohio was this woman kept hitting the ballot, and every time she clicked it, it stayed on Obama, but it wouldn't go to Romney, and she just happened to be someone wanting to vote for Romney and complaining and said, yeah, it's been acting up all day. Well, if it's stuff like that, you realize we could wind up in trouble like we did in the year 2000. You see, where things become a question mark, whatever side it is.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, yes. Why don't we chat for a minute about, now we know Joe Biden, old Joe, you know, but I can't believe some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth, but whatever. Let's talk about Romney's running mate, Paul Ryan, when we come back, and that'll be very, very shortly. Glynis McCants is with us, and later, James Roger Brown and the corruption of government and ever so much more. Death squads, too. That's right, I said it. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be back with Glynis McCants in just a moment. Well, you heard what the lady said. Glynis McCants is with us. She says, no, you can't sit. And you can't. I agree with her completely. You can't. You have to do it. You must do it. If you've never done it before, this is the one to do it in. If you've done it many times, you become jaded, become unjaded, and cast your ballot. Make a decision. We need you. The country needs you. All right. Let's take a quick little break so we can have a nice long chat to the top of the hour with Glynis, the numbers lady, Glynis McCants. We'll be right back. This is Coast. All right, Welton with you for the five-hour version of the program tonight. Don't forget to roll your clocks back at 2 a.m. your local time, and you'll be on time when you come to, well, later today. All right, Glynis, what about Paul Ryan? How about this guy? You like this guy? Has he got a good life path number? What's up with him?
I'm going to tell you something really interesting about him. As you know, he's been vilified plenty. Because he's a budget man, right? You could say he's the numbers guy because he's all about the budget and the numbers, and people have issues with that. However, I was looking at his numerology, and surprisingly enough, he's got those numbers 1, 2, 3, just like President Obama. And why I find that interesting is in Wisconsin, his district is very Democratic. You know, it's loaded with Democrats, and yet he tends to win the vote by 67%. Did you know that?
Yeah, I thought that, which is why when I start getting hit with these statistics and percentages and polls and so forth, I just start yawning.
Sure.
Because they're so ridiculous. Incongruous.
But here's what I like about it. It means that he does, when he's given a forum and is able to communicate, he is convincing and sincere. Again, this goes back to, you cannot agree with someone, but does that make them a bad person? I don't think so. Sometimes there's bad people out there, no question. But when it comes to politics, it's usually a vision someone has. You may like it or not, but in numerology, I want to tell you, no matter what happens with the election on Tuesday, Paul Ryan is going to be a force in politics. There's no doubt. He's got the numbers for it. He's got a destiny number one, which means striving to win and be number one at what he does. He's got that two, which I already told you. The American people seem to fall in love with the two life path. And he's got a three maturity, which means as he gets older, he becomes even better at communication. So this is where he belongs.
Have you by chance run any of the numbers on the days that follow the election? And do any of them stand out particularly, or is it just a...
Well, actually, yeah. I've been looking at some powerful dates that are coming up for the rest of the year because I think it's always important if there's a day we can do something about. 11/11 is coming up this month, as you know. And 11/11 itself is extremely powerful. And on that date, I say it counts because the whole energy adds up to 9. Well, 9 is like humanitarian. It's like caring about all people. It's considered the number of completion. So all of us are a part of that in a way. 11/11 means the universe is wide open to whatever it is you want. So I always tell my clients and people listening, light a white candle and sit down and write what you're trying to achieve. Like, what are you trying to achieve for the rest of the year? Because the problem with this energy of 5 is it's very hard to focus. Like, you might have a plan on Monday, suddenly it's Friday, and you never got it done. Well, that's the cycle of 5. So 11/11 gives you a moment to regroup and focus on what you're trying to achieve. Another powerful date that's coming, 12/12/12. You know, yeah. You realize we're not going to have a 13/13/13, right?
No, that's
correct. So here we are. Well, what's nice about that energy, the number three promotes creativity. So if it's someone out there, let's say you were writing a book, it'd be a great day to launch it. Let's say you want to get married and, you know, you're a couple that maybe are entertainers or performers or artists, anything like that. That's a wonderful day to say I do if those numbers are compatible to your birthday numbers. That's how it works. And I see that as focusing on anything that has to do with creation, like what can I do to communicate better? And it's about healing this planet. You know, so Hurricane Sandy, I think this whole debacle is going to last a long time. It is similar to Katrina because it's not going to, you know, be fixed overnight. And I think 12-12-12 may play a role in that. And then the biggie, John, which I'm sure you've heard all year, is the end of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah.
12/21/2012. People talk about that date. Now, I have to say, if I break it down and just look at the month and day reduced to one digit, it's a 6. The actual day, 2 + 1 = 3. Then you take the full date and reduce it to one digit. It is the number, master number 11/2. That's a healing day. What I'd like to see is a shift in our consciousness. This anger that you've witnessed all year, you know, whether, let's go political. You say you're a Democrat and you hate the Republicans, and the Republicans hate the Democrats. Where is it getting us, John? This hatred's not working.
No, it's not.
No, so I see 12/21/2012 as a shift in consciousness, and I think that the good spirits, the ones of us who believe in the good stuff, they're going to will it out. Like this, it's going to get better for us, but there's always people who embrace the dark side, and you're gonna see some trouble that date. Yes, you will.
You know, I may be wrong about this, but it's like, you know, I've pretty much said, look, of the two candidates who are running for president, the official candidates, the Democrat and the Republican, mm-hmm. you know, I get all the Ron Paul stuff. I get the Stein and Johnson thing. I get all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Mm-hmm. But I think people should understand that what I said was, if you want to make a personal statement,
yeah.
go right ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Your vote will have no effect.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a snowball's chance in Hades that anybody's going to be elected to the office of president of this country, whether it's the United States of America Incorporated or not.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be one of the two who are on the ticket, the main ones of the Republican and Democrat Party. That's it.
Correct.
You can write in anybody you want. You can write Alfred Newman in there if you want. You want to make that statement? I support your freedom to do that, but I'm telling you, you're throwing your vote right down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've said it and that's it. Sorry. I mean, I'd like to be able to say, absolutely. A write-in candidates, we'll run this thing correctly, and we'll break away from the New World Order and the elitists. Well, I got some news for everybody. It's not going to be that easy.
No, and it would be great if we were set up in a way that was possible. You know, like I certainly know a lot of people that are big fans of Ron Paul and wish he could be the guy who wins, but it's not set up that way at this time. You know, and you want to make sure that whatever choice you make, it's along the lines of what you want. You know, because
I'm just radical enough to say something like this too, Glennis. I'm not sure that a candidate like Dr. Paul would survive his presidency.
Exactly. Absolutely. Well, and especially with the way what we're up against right now. I mean, people are snapping out there. So I do know that protection is key, but you're right. When someone takes it too far anywhere, there is a response.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's you have to play the ball from where it lays. You can't move it, and you can't go get another one, and you like this one better, and you like the number that's on it better. It's like it's the 8-ball. Shoot,
mm-hmm.
you know? Okay, well, all right then. All right, what else would you like to lay on us?
Well,
anything at all?
I
I'm going to disappoint everybody because a while ago I popped off because I went ADD for just a second, and I said we had 2 hours with you, but I understand your schedule will only permit one, so just lay anything on us that you want to, absolutely anything.
Okay. Well, what I wanted to talk about, too, was the attack on 9/11/2012, because I think we need to discuss that, and also just looking at it from a numerology perspective, I'm going to tell you, when I say the number 11, if you look at that number, John, it's like a doorway. You know, if you look at it as two lines, as the potential of walking through it, I say when I see the 11, it's to ask yourself, what doorway am I going through? Whether it's career, it could be love, it could be something that really matters to you. It seems, if you do some research, and I know there are some numerologists out there that are obsessed with showing that the master number 11 is often used when there's a terrorist attack. Well, the fact of the matter is, when this attack happened in Benghazi, it was 11 years to the day that the attack had happened before. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. So think of it. You think that's an accident? I personally don't think that's an accident. When you see that master number, then clearly that does matter to them. And this, of course, when I say that, I'm talking about the radicals. The radicals that are believe that all of us should die, you know, if we don't have their faith, which is it's just a tragic point of view. But the other thing I'm finding heartbreaking, a lot of people think this death of Ambassador Chris Stevens, if you even mention it right now, they think you're politicizing it because it's so close to the election. And what I say to you, John, nobody is in control of a terrorist. They're going to attack when they darn well please. So it's not a convenient thing that's happened, but it's something I promise you will have to be dealt with. Like, let's say Obama wins on Tuesday. It's the first thing that has to be dealt with, because I don't know how much you've followed in this story. There are, emails that were sent from Ambassador Chris Stevens already asking for support, saying that if there was an attack, they wouldn't be ready to handle it. This was August 16th was one of those letters. September 4th, there was another note that went out. So how, we can't ignore stuff like that, you know, and sure. This goes back to military. We all need to believe that you've got our back, right? If you have a young son and wants to be in the military, you just have to know he's safe. So this needs to be dealt with. And in my opinion, that kind of goes with that cycle of five again. Something crazy happened, and instead of dealing with it, now it's being investigated. I'm sure you hear they're going to look into it. But the bigger point was to make sure it wasn't dealt with till after the election. But I personally believe if President Obama had jumped in on it right away, it would have been a very good thing for him to do.
Well, it doesn't really look good that Al-Qaeda's on its heels and bin Laden is dead. A lot of people think bin Laden was dead 10 years ago. I don't know if he was or not. I wasn't there. So
well, don't forget the day we were being attacked. Like, even in Egypt, when they were going berserk, they were saying, "We are all Osama bin Laden." That was their chant.
No, great.
Yeah, so the fact is, I mean, you don't want to put something like that in their face, right? You don't want to sit there bragging. Yes, Osama bin Laden's dead. I don't know. Did he just die? Let's say he did. No matter what, you probably don't want to brag about it to them. Because if they all say, "We're Osama bin Laden," we have a problem. And we have to protect ourselves. I mean, it is unfortunate that even if we try to do good for the world, you can't police the world, but you got to pay attention. If letters come through saying we're not sure that we can handle attack, you got to pay attention. And again, and at this point, John, we don't know who's responsible, but somebody is, and that is going to come to light.
I'm kind of wondering why they were chanting, "We are all Osama bin Laden," because that, you know, just being the natural cynic that I am, bin Laden was trained by the CIA to fight the Soviets running the Mujahideen. So I wonder if they're saying, "We are all company men. We are all," that would be awful.
Well, one thought I had on it, only because it was such a powerful thing to say, when Joe Biden was expressing the pride that we had taken out Osama bin Laden, they were trying to say, don't think you can take one man's life and you're through. Get it? Like, don't think you're safe now. We hate you. I mean, if nothing else, burning the flag the way they did and expressing their opinion the way they did, you cannot pretend we've got peace in the Middle East when it comes to us, the United States of America.
No.
Yeah. I think that was this year, too. Like, it reminds me of Hurricane Sandy. It's kind of like a bunch of storms are happening at the same time.
Yeah, that's really true. And you know, earlier in the program, at the introduction, I just mentioned that I wonder what we look like really to the rest of the world at this point in our history. It's like maybe they've got their hands full with their own problems.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we really look good.
And again, since we're not them, we don't really know, do we? I mean, we only know what we're told or what we hear. But I can say when you hear people chanting what we heard them chant, we have to regroup to say, okay, what can we do to keep us safe? Because anyone who defends this country, I mean, I think everybody, by the way, Democrat, Republican, whoever you may be, the ones who really care, they're all patriots. They care about the country. They just have a vision of what the country needs to become to be a better one. But if we don't protect each other – were sunk. And I do have to say that, do you know, the most toxic number in numerology to the number two is the number five. So Obama has been, you know, a two life path trying to do his job in a cycle of five. Do you see why that was difficult?
I can see how it probably wouldn't work at all.
Right. And that's why I said he's in for the fight of his life. And when people act like, oh, no, he's, it's smooth, it's his, it's a cakewalk, I thought, wow, clearly they don't know numbers. And what I invite everyone to know, you can learn your numbers. You know, we all have them. Like, I've talked about your numbers, and the reason I feel you're a good fit to Coast to Coast, you're a seven life path, and sevens do seek. What are we doing here? You know, who are we? What's out there? You ask that question every single day, whether you're on air or off air. And George Norrie has that seventh, same as you do. So I think most people, like when I read people from Coast to Coast, statistically, so many of them are sevens, just like you guys.
You know, Glenn, it's just something I wanted to ask you about numerology. Once a person knows, it's like, okay, you're in a, whatever the number is, it doesn't work well for them.
Yes.
And now they know this, they go, and you talk to them and you say, you're gonna have a rough year.
Yes.
Okay, if they know this, are there countermeasures they can take to adjust, or do they have to just live with it?
No, not at all. See, to me, knowledge is power. And when you know what cycle you're in, you can proceed accordingly. Like, example, let's say Obama did know numerology, and he know, okay, it's a world number five, I'm a two. Then he would know when these crazy things happen, instead of thinking I can let them pass for a moment and deal with them later, I'm going to deal with them right now in the eye of the storm. He didn't know that because that's not how he is. Remember, Obama likes to take his time. He likes to think for a moment. He likes to, you know, like he said, we're going to investigate, like the whole tape incident, right? He kept thinking, yes, maybe it was the video. He takes time. So look at it this way. The reason the five is toxic to the five does it right this second, and the two needs a moment to think about it. That's so why. So if you know that, John, it helps you. You feel better. It's like, okay, I feel like I'm going nuts, but actually I'm not. I'm just in a cycle of five, and it's going to pass. And when does it pass? January 1st of each year is a new cycle. So it's always good to learn, what new cycle are you in? It's really lovely. It's a type of knowledge that gives you peace of mind, no matter how crazy it gets out there.
Well, so you'll follow the chaos thing in that case, if you come up with a number for a year that you're looking at as an adversarial time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, I hate to use this expression, but it's almost like chasing ambulances. If you're a lawyer in that business, you follow the chaos.
Well, how about this? When you realize if it's going to be chaotic, you know that you don't have to jump in. You don't have to join it. You can kick back and go, I'm not going to get in that mess. I'll give you an example. I'm a three life path, which is, you know, a communicator, but I'm in a cycle of seven, which is a time to step back and kind of observe and also release, like let it go. I have found the more I've done that this year, the more rewarding it has been. It's been a very different way of looking at life, and it feels more peaceful. I wouldn't have known that if I didn't know numerology. And the other thing I wanted to say to your listeners, when they go, my website, numberslady.com, I have the article I wrote about the presidential candidates. I want them to kind of study it so they're clear of what's going to happen on Tuesday. Because that's the big, big next step for all of us.
I can't even remember. What day do we find out? When do we actually find out the Electoral College says, okay, here it is?
Well, you know what I think is going to happen? Usually you find out on 11-6 if it goes smoothly. It's not going to. So
no, it's not. And what about all this stuff in the what about all this stuff in the Northeast? What's going to happen with that?
Well, I have to say, because of this cycle, we're going to all – everyone needs to stop focusing so much on just themselves. Like, we're being very small-minded to go, okay, I'm just going to worry about me. I say right now – when in doubt, focus out. The more we help, like, are you guys talking about the American Red Cross and everyone giving contributions, stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we all have to jump in and help, because the more we do that, it's just going to be better for all of us, because, you know, New York and this whole place that got hit, that has a big impact on us, period. You know, that area and the business. Now, what about Bloomberg when for a moment he thought he'd have the marathon on Sunday?
Yes.
Now, how crazy was that? That's like a parade and a celebration. And, you know, one of the reasons it stopped is the poor people in Staten Island had to go to the hotels. They were going to be kicked out for the people flying in for that marathon. Now imagine that. So what I'm saying is people need to be focused and awake. If you keep your eyes open, you'll be fine.
You know, if it's the way it was not too many decades ago, there would be people inviting people into their homes. I'm sure there is some of that going on. Too bad we don't hear more of it.
Yeah, there is. I've actually seen a lot of people giving handouts and trying to help, which I love to see that. I love to see us join up and say, no, we're in this together. Let's help each other.
Well, hey, Glennis, we're about down to 30 seconds here, but you're going to be on with Ship's Captain George Norrie on Tuesday night for a little bit?
Yes, we're going to talk about the election, and that'll be loads of fun, I'm sure. I can't All wait, right. actually. Grab your bag of popcorn, John. That's going to be a sight. That's
I will.
Tuesday.
Might have a glass of me whiskey to go along with it. Glennis McCants, numberslady.com. Thank you, my dear, for being with us tonight.
Thank you. Great talking to you.
Take care now. All right. We're going to be back here in just a few minutes with James Roger Brown. We call him Roger. Corruption in government agencies. Really? Yeah. Much worse than you thought. This is Coast to Coast AM.